Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Kuf Mem, mitzvah 540. As we continue here in Parshas Ki Tsetse, where we have a number of mitzvos that are paired up. We just had the two mitzvos related to Hashavas Aveda. Now we have two mitzvos which really aren't a pair, but they do fit together in a larger context. And that is, today is the Isser of withholding help from an animal that is under its load. We had the mitzvah back in Parshas Mishpatim, the mitzvah's aseh of perika, of unloading. Today is the los aseh that goes with it, the los aseh not unloading in a situation where it comes up. The iser of refusing perika. But what the mitzvah is formulated with in the Torah is the mitzvah of te'ina, the mitzvah of helping to put on a load onto an animal. So just the opposite. The mitzvah's aseh of perika is in Mishpatim, the mitzvah's los aseh of perika is right here in Ki Tsetse, along with the mitzvah's aseh of te'ina. Says the Torah right here, lo, Pasuk Dalet, right after Hashavas Aveda, lo teret chamar achicha, you shall not see the donkey of your friend, of your brother, o shoro, no flim baderech, or his ox that has fallen down on the way, v'hisalamta mehem, and you will withhold yourself and close your eyes and pretend that you don't see it. No, you can't do that. Hakim takimimo. You must lift it up. So what is lifted up? So Chazal Darshan, the first half of the Pasuk and the second half of the Pasuk are about two different mitzvos. The first half is you shouldn't see them no flim baderech. You shouldn't see them fallen, meaning you have to remove the heavy load on their back. And then Hakim Takimimo is a separate mitzvah say that's te'ina, helping somebody up with a load. The lo sa'aseh that goes along with the mitzvah aseh of the aseh that goes along with the lo sa'aseh of today's mitzvah is back in Parsha Mishpatim, where the Torah says, lo tereh, ki tereh, chamar sona achar, roveitz tachas masa'o, if you happen to see the donkey of the one that you hate, we'll have to see what that means. Roveitz tachas masa'o, burdened under his load, v'chadal tame azovlo, and you don't help him? That's terrible. Azov ta'azovimo. You must help him. You must help him. Azov ta'azovimo. What does Rashi say there that mean? Azov lefarei kamasa. You must help to unload. Mi lemishkale mi lito masui mimenu. You must help him get the load off. And Rashi says, aziva lashon ezra. Azov ta'azov is a lashon of help. Kamo atsur va'azov. Right? We have to set out and help. That's the mitzvah's aseh of unloading. And today we have the mitzvah's los aseh of unloading. Shehus harnu, says the Sefer HaChinuch, shehus harnu, sheim nira echad mi Yisrael. If we see a Jew, a fellow Jew, shenafalo chamoro o behema acheres, that his donkey fell down, or any other animal fell down, mi kovet hamasa, from the weightiness of the burden, o besiba acheres, or some other reason, shehu ba'atzmo roveitz tachas masa'o. Or he himself. The Chinuch adds on that this mitzvah also applies to a person himself. He himself is bending and suffering under the load. We shouldn't leave him on the way and go. Avol na'azreu v'nakimimo. We have to help him. Behemto, his animal. V'namo chamach yisakin masa'o. We have to help him until he fixes it. O al gabo, o al gabe behemto. Until he fixes it on his back or on his animal's back. The Minchas Chinuch, back in Mitzvah Pei, where the Mitzvah's Aseh of Perika is talked about, wonders where the Sefer HaChinuch gets this from. That the mitzvah applies to people also, and not only to animals. He says, Ubalava zesham kasava machaber, tu adinim hubat smo roveitz tachas masa'o, yesha mitzvah aseh velos aseh. Because of sham magia, the magia, on the Minchas Chinuch says, Zelo nimsa bishum posek. Rak b'Ralbag is only in the Ralbag, says the Magi on the Sefer HaChinuch. The problem is the Rambam mentions it. Not in every place, but a number of places where the Rambam talks about this mitzvah, he mentions it. So it's not a wonder. Where does the Rambam and the Chinuch both get it from? The mitzvah applies also to people. What's the issue? We'll talk more about this, Beis Hashem, next time when we talk about the mitzvah of Te'ina. The issue is, how much is this mitzvah purely about Tsar Balechayim, which we'll talk about soon, about relieving the pain that an animal is in, or is there something more to it? Because Pasha, Tsar Balechayim, does that apply to people? Maybe. But Pashas is uniquely to animals. To people, you have separate issues of Avdarecha Kamocha and Lo Samal Adam Reecha. But Saba Lechayim in the Gemara is for sure only used by animals. So the Sefer Minchas Chinuch just wonders where the Chinuch and the Rambam are based on, and he suggests that it's a Gemara in B'Metziyat Daf Lamed, where the Gemara tells a story about Rabbi Shmuel B'Rabbi Yossi that met his friend that was carrying a heavy load, and he helped put it on him. So the mitzvah of Te'ina, there's a Gemara about that, of loading. So unloading, says the Minchas Chinuch, is a kol shekein. Prika chamura mi te'ina. Unloading is more chamur. Somebody is suffering, and you're removing the suffering. So therefore, the mitzvah does apply, says the Chinuch, says the Rambam, to people as well. But this is the los assay of not letting somebody suffer under a load. Well, along with the assay, let's just review that it's been a couple of years. The mitzvah's assay of unloading is mitzvah pei, mitzvah number 80 in the Sefer HaChinuch, lo hasir ha-masa me'ala behema, she-yaga be-masa baderech, to remove a load from on top of an animal that is caught on the way. She-ne'emar, ki tirecha mar sonacha, va-sonezu pirusho Yisrael. And when it says sonacha, means the one who you hate, it means a fellow Jew. Even a fellow Jew that you hate, are you allowed to hate anybody? Ask the Gemara, you're not allowed to hate anybody. Lo sista zachicha bilvavecha. It's a separate lo sase in Sefer Vayikra. So it must be somebody who is ra'u over aveira biyachid. V'hisrabo v'lo chazerbo. Mutter l'sanoso. Somebody who did an aveira and you warned him and he did it anyway. So that type of context, you're allowed to hate him. But still, the mitzvah even applies to his animal. And that would, umash amar chamor, lavdafka chamor, elakol behema, any type of animal it applies to, elashadibra akasa behove, sha chamorim lamasa. Most donkeys are used for masa, and that's why it says it about a donkey. Viksiv azov tazovimo, klomar azrehu, you must help him. Just parenthetically, where do we see that donkeys are the ones used for masa? Obviously, it's a pasuk in Chumash. Yisachar chamor garem. And you just look around. They're used for heavy loads. But the Meshechachma uses the chamor idea back in Parshas Bo. We've touched on this a number of times. And with Meshechachma deals with the issue of why is it that only a chamor, it's the only non-kosher animal that has a special status. Special status in halacha. We know the firstborn kosher animals, seh, and others are bechor, behema, tahora, and that goes to be a karban. And obviously the firstborn of a human being is pidyon haben, but also the firstborn of a donkey, as we know, has a status. Doesn't have kedusha, it has a status, and you have to switch it with a sheep. And you give the sheep to the kohen, you keep the donkey. And if you don't do that, you have to break its neck. So the Gemara deals with bechor estavhei. Why are chamorim different and unique? Sha'al Rabbi Akiva as Rabbi Eliezer. Bechor estavhei mabeis. Rabbi Akiva as Rabbi Eliezer. Manishtanu pitre chamorim. Why are chamorim different? So the Gemara there says, Omar lohem gezeres melech malchem lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one, because gezeres HaKasev. Number two, davar acher, says the Gemara, lefi shesiyo es Yisrael b'yitziyason b'mitzrayim. Because they helped Bnei Yisrael when they left Egypt. She'ein locha kol echad ve'echad she'ein lo shivim chamorim lefanav te'unin kesev izav avantolius magalios. Every Jew had donkeys laden with gold and silver and beautiful stones and pearls. So the Gemara in Bechorah says a donkey is used for loading. And that's why the Torah here, you in the mitzvah Prika Dafka, says donkey, because that is the most commonly used animal for loading. The Meshechachma, though, there in Bo, extends this one more step. The Gemara says it, and that's why we have Chamorim, because we went out of Mitzrayim with it. He goes one step back. He says that even going into Mitzrayim. Remember when we went into Mitzrayim, the Shvatim went down with their stuff on Chamorim. So we have to remember the mitzvah of Petach Chamor is to remember not only the going out of Mitzrayim and the firstborns and the Makas Bechorahs and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us, but even the going into Mitzrayim. That's what the Meshechachma says. Lachain, Ka'asher, Pasach Hashem al kol bechor b'vnei Yisrael. When Hashem passed over, Vahara kol bechor ba'adam uva'bei Masher b'Mitzrayim, and he killed every firstborn animal in person. Shemizer ra'u ashkocha pratis v'advekus Hashem Yisbarach l'nivraim ha'shomrim d'racha v'chukav. And we see the tremendous hashgacha that Hashem has for his people. Tziva, Hashem commanded us, l'zikaron, to remember asher yakdishu kol bechor ba'adam uva'beheima u'bazeh nechla gam biyasan l'mitzrayim. We have to remember that even going into Egypt was part of hashgacha. V'yichedes ha'chamor. And why did he specifically say chamor more than other non-kosher animals? L'zkar es hachnasatan l'mitzrayim. Aydei chamorim. V'yisu sivram al chamorehem. The pasuk says, Back in Parshas Miketz, Lermos, Shaknisa leMitzrayim, Bayigash, Ad Hayitzia, Haya Shal Sheles Aruka Sibot Shonot. The whole process was part of the divine plan. Asher Kulam Keechad is Lachdu Lelamed. And that's why Dafka, a Chamor, not only because the Gemara says we went out of Mitzrayim with Chamorim, but we went into Mitzrayim, says the Meshech Chachma, with Chamorim as well. But that's why Chamor, even though the mitzvah applies to all animals, the Torah formulates it as a Chamor in order to allude to us that chamorim are the ones that are used for heavy loading. Misharshi ha-mitzvah, the chinuch here, in our Los Hasei, doesn't say the shorish of the mitzvah, because he says it back in mitzvah pay again. Misharshi ha-mitzvah lelameid nafsheinu b'midas ha-chemla, is to teach us compassion. Shimida mishubachas, vein sarach lomar shachova alinu lachmol al ha-ish ha-mitzta'er b'gufo. There's the Rambam, that says it by the human being, right? Anybody who we can help, right? The same mitzvah Hasei, the next time we see somebody carrying bundles, or schlepping items in from the car, right, schlepping. So, okay, we do the mitzvahs, gemilas chesed, but also we're doing the mitzvah prika. We're making it easier for them. If they're schlepping, if they have a heavy load, and we help somebody carrying something heavy. So that is, we can have kavana. That's a mitzvah asay of prika, of unloading. Afilu amitztar bavidas mamono, mitzvah alinu lachmol olav atzilo. You have to save the person, save the animal. That is a crucial mitzvah that could come up very lamaisa, in various contexts. That is the, and then the chinuch goes through there. Does it apply to, but what about umos ha'olam? The Odafka says, achicha here, what about a zakein? Just like we have pturim, when it comes to Ashavas Aveda, we have some pturim also here. Obviously, to do an aveira, you know how to do that. Most of the time it doesn't come up. Let's say a kohen, beveis ha'kvara, same thing. Or zakein ve'inu lefi kvodo. Every case you take and you deal with separately. In every case, the Gemara and specifically the Rashi Masechet Shabbos says that this mitzvah prika that we're dealing with, the asay and the los asay, is the makar for tzar balei chayim. If you look in Rashi in Masechet Shabbos Kuf Chav Chesam Abayis Rashi, this is the makar. Rav Asher Weiss already points out that it's amazing that tzar balei chayim is mentioned in the Torah machlokes daraisa derabanan. But if it's daraisa, what's the source? What's the source in the Torah for tzar balei chayim? Does not say anywhere in Shas what the source is. So Rashi in Shabbos Kuf Chav Chesam Abayis says you learn it from the mitzvah perika. If you have a mitzvah to unload your friend's animal that's suffering under its load, that's because of tzar balei chayim. Good, that's the makar. Rav Asher Weiss points out, though, that we mentioned this many times, that there are many, many sources that are quoted by the Rishonim and the Achronim to explain what the source is for tzar balei chayim. The Shin Mekubetzes in Bava Metzia quotes the Ravid that says the makar is lo sachsom shar b'disho, not to muzzle an animal while it is eating. So all of these obviously have a tzar balei chayim element, but the question is, can we generalize from the specific act that is mandated or forbidden by the Torah? Could we extend that then to general tzar balei chayim? So that's what these Rishonim are doing. Rashi does it in Shabbos Kuf Chav Ches. The Ravid does it in Bamitzia. That's tzar balei chayim. He extends it. The Ritva quotes that it is a halacha l'moshe misinai. Another pshat. The Rambam Mor Nevuchim in Chelek Gimel Perek Yizayin quotes that tzar balei chayim is based on the pasuk in Parshas Balak, when the donkey turns to Bilam and says, "Al ma'aki says azon chazesh shalosh regalim." Or when the Malach says it, "Why do you hit your donkey? Why do you hit your aton 3 times? Why do you hit? You shouldn't hit it, right?" Makar l'tzar balei chayim, says the Rambam. Others say it's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mahu Afata. Or the Rabbi Yaakov Emdin writes in the halacha that you have to feed your animals before you get fed. Chassam Sofer says it's pasuk in Ashrei, Racham al kol masav. Many, many suggestions given. Rav Asher Weiss's point is always that maybe there really is no makar. The fact that there are so many makoros dilute any one of the makoros for our purposes, right? Each shita quotes his own makar. But the fact that we see so many makoros dilutes any makar, and maybe that shows that the makar really is no makar. And the makar is Ratzon Hashem. The makar is the fifth Shulchan Aruch. The makar is that you know, based on the 613 other categories of rules and laws, that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want you to do. And that's the real message of tzar balei chayim, because this is Ratzon Hashem, and he says that also by the mitzvah of chinuch. Machlokes, Rashi, Tosfos, the mitzvah of chinuch, is it on the father, is it on the child? There's mitzvah of chinuch, mitzvah midrabanan. There's no mitzvah of chinuch daraisa. There's no mitzvah of chinuch. If you look, there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of Shinatav of Anecha, but there's no mitzvah of chinuch. So what do you mean there's no mitzvah of chinuch daraisa? What, on a daraisa level, I can send my child to a school without giving them a Jewish education? And the rabbanu or machadish, oh, it's a pasuk by Avram Avinu. Ki yedativ l'mana sheyitzav es benov es beso acharav, his family. So, says Rav Asher Weiss, no, the point is that the mitzvah of chinuch is ratzon Hashem. The details are derabanan. But of course, the idea is obviously something HaKadosh Baruch Hu would demand of us and would expect of us. That's Tzar Bali Chaim and chinuch. Those are the two examples that he quotes, both in his Sefer on Breishis and in his Sefer on Dvarim. But either way, that's this mitzvah. This mitzvah Rashi quotes. It comes from the mitzvah of Perika. Tzar Bali Chaim comes from the mitzvah of Perika. The Or Chaim HaKadosh, I could have mentioned this last time, or this time, the Or Chaim HaKadosh says all of these mitzvahs that we have right here, one after another, Hashavas Aveda, the Asay, and the Los Asay of Perika, and the Asay of Te'ina, they are all and should be understood on a spiritual, symbolic level. This is all about doing Kiruv, and helping other Jews. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Lo Sire, what did the pasuk start off by saying? Lo Sire, going back to Kiseitse. Lo Sire, let's find it, I had Shmos. Lo Tire et Shar Achicha, do not see the ox of your friend. Who's your Achicha? There are many sources. Aruch Chaim says, Achicha Zakadosh Baruch Hu. The Shor, the children, the animals, the children of your father or of your brother. Parshazu Balirmos, Bepratus Chiev HaTochachas, the Chiev of giving Tochacha, Shetzrichim B'nei Kelchai, Tzadiki Olam Lasos Lam Hashem. The mitzvah of Tochacha, one of the most challenging mitzvahs that we have today. And we have to realize, V'osam Tziv Hashem, Kitiret Shor, Elein B'nei Adam, Shenim Shalukim Behemos. We're acting like animals. We're acting like oxen. Right? We are, as the Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, in Kisisa, we're Am Kshe Oref. We have like a brazen spirit. V'im Tzon Kadshim, but we're oxen and we're sheep. And if you see them, right, don't let them wander. Don't say, forget it, and go your separate way. V'salamtameyem, no. Hashev Teshivem La'achicha, bring him back to your brother. Brother, who Elokei Olam, and that is Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'im lo karav eilecha, if he's so far away, v'lo yedato, still vasafto, bring him close to your houses. What are your houses? Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, Zeh Beis HaMedrash. That's the house of its tzaddik, the house of the Bnei Yisrael. V'yelamduhu archos chayim v'derech yishkon or, and teach him ways of life. Leval yatem mine orech. Not to go off the path of Olim Seyu Oivo, but Machshavas Tainos, and his enemy doesn't find him. You have to try to bring him back. Vahaya Imcha, and he'll be with you ad derosh Achicha. So until, again, there's the Achicha, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until the brother comes knocking. What does that mean? So either it means until he himself is awakened to recognize that Hashem is knocking, or he says it means until HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and takes the neshama after 120. And you have to keep going. And then he goes into our mitzvah today. What if they're fallen? You might say that I can help them if they're semi there. But if they're totally gone, if they're already fallen, and they're crushed under being so far from God, then forget it. That's not my achrayus. No. Even there, says the Aruch Chaim, this kaven lomar, shalo yomar atzadik, shalo nitztave ela al ish nidach ba'averot, avo yesh no ba'ashev, it's still in the Parsha, avalam nafal v'hir ba'laharshia, halenoflim tekuma v'ava tikva mimenu, lokenu no, lo tir'eu v'titalem, tzarich lakim imo, please lift him up. Dikdik lomar imo, dafka, obviously, if he's helping himself. If he's not helping himself, then there is no mitzvah, just like the real mitzvah of Prika. You have to try to make him want it and do our best in terms of bringing him back. Again, the responsibility that every Jew has with his fellow, that's this mitzvah. Right? His alamta, we cannot hide ourselves. Rav Pinkus writes in Shmos, where this comes up, it's 2 points. Number one, he writes this also here as well, in Dvarim. Kiseitse, we have to make sure that we don't pretend not to see him. And even if we see him, many times we convince ourselves that we can't help. Well, there's nothing I can do anyway, so I might as well not even try, not get involved. No. Both points. Number one, we have to take an interest. Number two, we have to figure out how to help. Right? In the Ruchnius, and the obvious, the Pashas is the Gashmius, but it means in Ruchnius as well. One other point, and that is the Pasuk that we have right here says, Lotira et Chamar Achicha. as we read, you shouldn't see the chamor of your brother. And this is talking about the losase of piruk. If you look back in Shmos, in Mishpatim, it uses the more extreme lashon of lotira chamor sona'acha roveitz tachas masa'o. Or the pasuk before that, kisifka shor oyivcha o chamorot taweh ashev tishivenu lo. So the Meshech Chachma, here, why is there a difference between the two Lashonos? Why here is it Achicha and earlier it's Sona'acha? Says the Meshech Chachma, earlier in Mishpatim is before the Chet Ha'Egel. Before the Chet Ha'Egel, many Jews were on a certain level, Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, and one was allowed to hate a Baal Aveira, an Avarian. As the Gemara explains, that's what Sona'acha is referring to. But after Chet Ha'Egel, who can look at others and say that they themselves are perfect and only the other people have problems? We have to look at ourselves, so many sins that we have as part of us, since Chet Ha'Egel. So therefore, says the Meshech Chachma, that's why earlier it says Sona'acha or Oyvecha, but now it says Achicha, because we have to make sure that all Jews are looked at as brothers, and if we see something wrong in somebody else, we just have to look within ourselves and realize that we have a lot to work on ourselves. So that is the mitzvah. Today's Isser, again, is the Isser of refusing to unload your friend's animal or even your friend.